boys and girls. I'm Mrs. Webb, and this is the first in a series of Bible stories for kids told by our friends from the Puppet Castle. I know you'll love the stories, and I'm sure you'll enjoy meeting our many puppet friends. They all live in a big castle. You know, the kind with parapets and shields and a drawbridge and everything. There are so many interesting friends to meet. There's Ralph and Homer and Big Al and Phil the Frog and Jack the Rabbit and... Well, let's not just talk about them. Let's let you meet them. Well, now, what do you know? Here comes one right now.
Skibbity-beep-bop-bop, see-dee-dee, skadada, skip, skibbity-beep-beep-bop. Oh, hi, Mr. Webb. How are you?
I'm fine, Big Al. How are you doing?
Just great, Mr. Webb. Hey, who are you talking to?
The boys and girls.
Boys and girls? What boys and girls?
Well, the ones listening to us.
The ones listening to us? I don't see any boys and girls. Are you feeling okay today, Mrs. Webb?
Sure I am, Big Al. You see, we're recording the Bible stories that you puppets tell so the boys and girls from all over can enjoy a great way of listening to stories from the Bible, God's Word.
Wow, man. You mean lots of kids everywhere will be listening to our stories now?
That's right, Big Al.
Cool, man.
Here, let me introduce you to everyone.
Now? Oh, I gotta go brush my teeth.
It's okay, Big Al. They can't see you.
Oh, yeah. I forgot.
Okay, are you ready?
Uh-huh.
Okay, boys and girls, this is Big Al, the owl.
Wait a minute. If you're going to introduce me, Mrs. Webb, do it the right way.
The right way? I said... This is Big Al, the alligator.
No, Mr. Webb. I mean, do it the cool way, man.
The cool way?
Yeah, man.
What's this about cool?
You're asking me, Big Al, the alligator, the coolest alligator in the north, south, east, and west, what's this about cool?
Right.
Well, green is cool, man, and I'm green, so that means I'm cool, man.
Green is cool?
Yeah, man. As a matter of fact, anyone wearing green today is cool, man.
But we don't know what everyone is wearing. We can't see them, remember?
That's okay, man. Anyway, even if they're not wearing any green or don't like to wear green, there's still one time of year they can be cool, man.
When's that?
Wintertime, man. Wintertime.
Oh, well, whatever. At least I won't have to introduce you now.
Why not?
You already introduced yourself.
Oh, yeah. How about that?
Anyway, have you seen any other puppets around today?
Going up, step through the curtain, please. I'll talk for it, please.
Oh, just a minute. It sounds like someone is coming up in the elevator now.
Top floor. Thanks, bud.
Whoop!
All right. Who left the wrinkle in the carpet back here?
Are you all right, Homer?
I'm fine, I think.
Well, I suppose we ought to introduce you to everyone, too. Boys and girls, this is Homer.
Yeah, Homer the Helm Dog.
Get it? Homer the Helm Dog.
Yeah, I get it.
Wait a minute. Who are you talking to, Mrs. Webb?
Oh, no. Here we go again.
Well, Homer, we're recording the Bible stories that you puppets tell so that lots of boys and girls everywhere can hear them.
Oh, I see. But how can they hear us?
Well, that's what these microphones are for.
Microphones?
Sure, see? We talk into them and our voices are recorded so other people can listen to them.
Wow!
Cool, man. Do I get one?
Sure. We all get one so everyone can hear each one of us. See, this one is mine, that one is yours, Big Al, and that one is Homer's.
Testing 1, 2, 3.
Now you stop that, Homer.
Listen, you two. Now that we've got you introduced to all of our friends, does either of you know a good Bible story we can tell the boys and girls?
Oh, sure, Mr. Webb. I got one.
Great, Homer. What is it?
Well... Goldilocks was walking through the woods one day when...
Wait a minute. Hold it, Homer. You can't tell that story.
Well, of course I can if you keep interrupting me like that.
No, that's not what he means, Homer. He means you can't tell that story because it's not a Bible story.
It's not?
No, it's not. That's a fairy tale.
A what?
A fairy tale.
Just a second. Let me look. No, you guys. I got a doggy's tale, not a fairy tale.
No, Homer, we mean the story you were telling was a fairy tale. What we want is a Bible story. Don't you know any good ones?
Well, let me think.
Homer, why are you hitting your head against the wall like that?
I'm thinking. That's the only way I can get anything through my thick head.
Oh, okay. Well, hurry up then.
Ooh, I got it.
A story?
No, a splitting headache. Ow.
Oh.
Oh, but I did get a story, too.
You did? Good. What's it about?
It's about a shepherd.
A shepherd.
Yes, who had 100 little sheepies.
100 little what?
100 little sheepies.
Wait a minute. I have heard of sheep, and I have heard of lambs, but never in my entire life have I ever heard of a sheepie.
Oh, you poor depraved alligator, you. Don't you know what a sheepie is?
No. What is a sheepie?
Oh, that's easy. A sheepie is a four-footed animal.
Footed?
With woolly on its head.
Woolly?
That goes bay, bay.
Bay?
Homer, what you're talking about is a sheep. A four-footed animal with wool on its head that says...
Say, you make a good sheepie there, Big Al.
Never mind. Just go on with the story, okay?
Well, this shepherd was obviously trying to get to sleep.
Trying to get to sleep?
Sure. He was counting sheep. Isn't that what you do when you go to sleep, Mrs. Webb?
Homer, he was counting his own sheep.
You mean you count somebody else's sheep when you go to sleep, Mrs. Webb?
Look, Homer, he was counting his sheep as they were coming into the fold to be sure that they were all there.
Oh.
Well, go on now.
Anyway, he was counting them as they were coming into the fold like this. One little sheepie, two little sheepies, three little sheepies, four little sheepies, five little sheepies, six little sheepies, seven little sheepies, eight little sheepies.
Wait, Homer.
Don't interrupt me. I'm counting sheepies.
Look, we don't have time for you to count all those sheep.
Oh, well, go out and get a cup of coffee and a donut and come back. I'll be done.
But we don't have that kind of time. Why don't you start from 97?
Start from 97?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Let's see now. 97 little sheepies, 9 little sheepies, 10 little sheepies, 11 little sheepies.
Wait a minute. What are you doing now?
I'm going back and picking up the ones I missed.
Don't do that. Pretend you already counted all of those and start from 97 and go on to 100.
Oh, now you tell me.
Just go ahead.
Oh, okay. Let's see them. 97 little sheepies, 98 little sheepies,
99.
What?
99.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. 99 little sheepies? What? Hey!
Hey, what?
One of the sheepies is missing.
One of the sheepies is missing? Oh, no, what are we going to do now? We got to find him. Here, sheepy. Here, sheepy.
Sheepy.
Here, sheepy.
Here, sheepy.
Sheepy. Here, sheepy.
Here, sheepy.
Wait, you guys. Hold everything.
What? We're looking for the lost sheep.
I know that. But don't you guys know anything? Don't you know that this story was told by Jesus almost 2,000 years ago?
2,000 years ago?
Yes.
Well, then the poor sheepy's probably dead by now, Homer.
Look, will you just be quiet and listen to the rest of my story?
Oh, okay.
Go ahead and finish your story, Homer.
Thank you. Well, the shepherd loved all of his sheepies so much he couldn't bear to think of even one of them being lost, so he left the 99 sheepies safe in the fold and went looking for that one lost sheepie. He looked high and he looked low. He looked to the east and to the west. Or was it to the west and to the east?
Anyway.
Oh, anyway, he finally found the lost sheepie. And when he found him, he picked him up and put him on his shoulders and carried him home and called all of his friends together and said, "Rejoice with me, for I have found my lost sheep." B.
Well, that was a good story, Homer.
Thank you.
Now, what's the Bible lesson?
I don't know, Mr. Webb. What is the Bible lesson?
Homer, if you had the story, you're supposed to have the Bible lesson, too.
I am?
Yes.
I forgot.
Aw, come on, Homer. There's a simple Bible lesson to that story.
There is?
Yes.
Well, what is it?
Well, you see, everyone listening to us today is a sheep.
No. You mean they all have woolly on their heads?
No, Homer. I don't mean that they're real sheep. They're just like sheep. You see, the Bible says in Isaiah 53, verse 6, "All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him..."
That's Jesus, right?
That's right. "The iniquity of us all." You see, the Bible says that everyone who is born into the world is born a sinner and apart from God.
You mean that there may be somebody listening to us today who is a sinner?
That's right. And if they never have asked the Lord Jesus to come into their hearts, they're still a sinner. And that means that if they died, they'd have to go to hell forever.
And that means that they're a lost sheep.
That's right.
But in the story, there was that shepherd who loved the sheepie so much he went out to look for the lost sheepie until he found him and brought him home.
Yes, and the Bible tells us that the Lord Jesus Christ said in John chapter 10, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep."
So, the Lord Jesus came all the way from heaven and died on the cross to save lost sinners from their sins?
That's what the Bible says. The Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. And it says in John 3:16, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son.
That's Jesus, right?
That's right. That whosoever,
that's anybody who's a sinner,
believeth in him,
will believe that Jesus died for them and will ask him to come into their heart,
should not perish.
They won't have to die and go to hell,
but have everlasting life.
They can go to heaven to be with Jesus forever.
That's right. If there's anyone listening today who has never ever been saved, if they'll realize they're a sinner and ask God to forgive their sins, and then believe that Jesus died for them, and then if they'll pray and ask the Lord Jesus to come into their heart, they will be saved.
And then they won't have to be a lost sheepy anymore, will they?
That's right, Homer. Then they'll be a found sheepy.
Well, I hope if there's anyone listening today who has never ever prayed and asked the Lord Jesus to save them, I hope they'll do it today.
I hope so, too.
I hope so, too.
I hope so, three.
Well, that was a good story, Homer.
Thank you.
And thank you for sharing the lesson with us, Big Al.
You're welcome, Mr. Webb.
We do hope that if any of you who are listening have never asked the Lord Jesus to save you, that you will not wait another moment, but that you will do it today. Right now, Homer and Big Al are going to share a song with us that goes right along with our story today. You listen as they sing.
For the 90 and 9 in the fold, safe though the night was stormy and cold. But said the shepherd when counting them o'er, one sheep is missing, there should be one more. The shepherd went out to search for his sheep, and all through the night on the rocky steep, he sought till he found him. With love and he bound him, and you are that one lost sheep.
There in the night he heard a faint cry from the lost sheep just ready to die. Arms to shield from the cold, he brought the lost one safe back to the fold.
The shepherd went out to search for his sheep, and all through the night on the rocky steep, he sought till he found him. With love bands he bound him, and you are that one lost sheep.
Well, it's time for us to go now, boys and girls, but you come back and join us again soon for another story from the Puppet Castle.